Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Wednesday, July 20th, 2022. I'm Rich Straffolino. Microsoft launched Viva Engage, an app inside Teams that encourages work-based social networking available to all Microsoft 365 commercial customers. It includes a newsfeed-like storyline section and stories for ephemeral content. Viva Engage will replace Yammer Communities for Teams, but the Yammer platform will continue to be available. Content created on Viva Engage will be viewable on Yammer and vice versa. Google began publicly testing smart glasses based on the project it announced at this year's Google I.O. conference. The glasses use built-in cameras to recognize objects in an environment using local AI, but cannot take photos or videos. Initial tests will focus on use cases around translation, transcription, visual search, and navigation. Google began testing with dozens of pairs in the field, but will ramp up to several hundred throughout 2022. Netflix announced that its ad-supported tier will launch in early 2023. In Q2, the company lost 970,000 subscribers, but beat analyst estimates of a 2 million loss. Overall, the company earned $3.20 per share in the quarter on revenue of $7.97 billion, beating on earnings but missing on revenue. NASA delayed the launch of the Viper lunar rover to no earlier than 2024 after the space agency requested more ground testing on its accompanying lunar lander module. Initial plans called for Viper to touch down in November 2023 to look for ice on the moon's southern polar region. Delaware Chancery Court Judge Kathleen McCormick has set the trial between Twitter and Elon Musk to take place for 5 days in October. Twitter is suing Elon Musk for breach of contract in relation to his agreement to purchase Twitter. Twitter had asked for a September date, and Musk had requested an April date. According to data from Sensor Tower, BeReal hit number one among free apps in Apple's U.S. App Store. Sensor Tower also reports that about 35% of BeReal users are in the U.S., followed by the U.K. with 17% and 10% in its home market of France. The app has been installed over 20 million times. Qualcomm announced an updated wearables platform called Snapdragon W5 Plus and W5, replacing the current Snapdragon Wear branding. The 4-nanometer W5 Plus's chip is meant for premium smartwatches, with the W5 meant for devices like smartwatches for kids, fitness trackers, and enterprise devices. Qualcomm claims 50% longer battery life, double the performance, and a 30% reduction in size for W5 Plus compared to its last-gen chips, with multi-day battery life in some cases. The Oppo Watch 3 will be the first with the W5 in August, and the first Wear OS 3 watch will be the MobVoi Tick Watch running the W5 Plus later this autumn. DoorDash rolled out a new age verification system for alcohol deliveries. Drivers will now scan a customer ID with the DoorDash app to verify age, rather than a customer simply presenting an ID. This scanning will be in addition to the in-app pre-order ID verification already in place. Xbox added support for Discord voice chat for Xbox Insider beta testers. Users need to link an Xbox account to Discord and have the Xbox mobile app installed on iOS or Android. The U.S. Senate voted 64-34 to advance a bipartisan bill to provide $52 billion in subsidies for domestic semiconductor production. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said this vote paves the way for including additional funding for scientific research to the final bill. The U.S. House is expected to bring up the bill if it passes the Senate. Vizio announced new M-series TVs. The Quantum X 4K series comes in 75, 65, and 50-inch sizes, supports Dolby Vision, HDR10+, 120Hz for gaming, and variable refresh rates. The sets also offer 32 local dimming zones with peak brightness of 1,000 nits. The 75-inch set starts at $1,200, the 65 at $850, and the 50-inch at $630. Fitbit updated its Charge 5 fitness wearable to add a Find Phone capability, previously only available on Fitbit smartwatches. When selected, the feature causes a paired device within 30 feet to emit a loud tone. Alienware updated its 17-inch gaming laptops, the M17 R5 and X17 R2, with an option for a 1080p 480Hz display as a $300 premium. Both laptops come stock with a 165Hz display, with options for 120Hz 4K displays as well. On the more affordable side, Dell announced the G16 gaming laptop, its first 16-inch gaming model, with a 16x10 165Hz display. It uses a 12th generation Intel Core i7 processor and can be optioned with up to an NVIDIA GeForce RTX 3070 Ti GPU. It's shipping now, starting at $1,400. Google announced it will let developers of non-gaming apps on the Play Store in the European Economic Area use alternative billing systems for in-game transactions. Developers will be charged 3% less than they would if they used Google's own system. Google offers a 4% discount for this in South Korea. Google said it made the change in advance of the Digital Markets Act going into effect later this year. And finally, Romera Games, the studio founded by one of Doom's creators, John Romera, and his wife, Brenda Romera, announced it will work with a major publisher to develop a shooter game using original, new IP. The game will be powered by Unreal Engine 5, although few other details were announced. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.